Today on Real Ghost Stories, predicting your own death.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you like an ad-free version of the show, you'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, my sister Kathy Gordon in with me today.
Well, hey, everybody.
And I've heard of that happening before with people predicting their own death.
Or I've heard of it.
I think that sometimes people sense it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they don't know.
Well, and I think that's true. I think you hear of people like giving things away or, you know, just kind of wrapping things up a little bit and kind of, you know, tying up loose ends sort of. Or, you know, they'll do something or say something that almost kind of fixes things or, you know, heals things. And you'll think, huh, where'd that come from? And then, you know, a month later, you know, they're gone.
Yeah, it's like, how do you know? Or do you just get this overwhelming feeling like, I need to get rid of some of this stuff, you know, and it's not really like you know. But you hear stories all the time about people who do something like that, and then they died in a car wreck. And So let's listen to this story. Here you go.
Hi, this is Glenna. I've called you a couple other times. Thought I'd tell you this story, too. Have you ever heard of somebody predicting their own death? Well, I was good friends with this girl named Sherry. She was a little bit younger, and she was the baby of the family. But I would go over and visit her all the time. She didn't live too far away, and stay some time with her. But one day, we were sitting in the back bedroom, and she goes, Glenna, do you believe, if I told you there was a ghost in here, would you be scared? And I'm like, no, why? She says, I was sitting here on the bed by myself, and all of a sudden something smacked me really, really hard in my back. I said, really? I says, what happened after that? She says, it hurt, but then it went away. Well, we discussed it a little bit, but we just pushed it off. Well, she actually got involved with some wild people, and I didn't get to hang around for as much considering I was supposedly four corners square, you know, don't get into trouble business. But later on, this is the very first time that my mom and dad would let my sister, me, and my brother ride to Kentucky by ourselves, and they would follow behind us because most of our relatives live in Kentucky. Well, just before we got in my sister's car, here comes Sherry down the road. Like, hi, how you doing? Everything. I said, glad to see you. It's been a little while. She's like, yeah, what you guys doing? We're going to Kentucky. She goes, oh, please, can I go? Can I go? I'm like, I'd love for you to go, but we don't have permission for your mom and dad. And all of a sudden, I heard this word say, no. And I'm like, I just heard no. And, and I'm like, Sherry, I'm sorry, sweetie. We got to get going, but maybe some other time we could do that. And she goes, oh, okay. And she walks on down the road, and we spent our week in Kentucky and come back. Mom was all upset. She goes, what's wrong? She says, I just got some news. Sherry's dead. And I said, what? What's going on? She says, somebody shot her in the back. And I said, no, that's not true. She said, yes, I was told somebody shot her in her back. So I should say it's still upsetting, too. She was such a beautiful young girl, but she predicted her own death. And it's just kind of spooky, but not if that makes any sense. But thank you for listening, and I like your show. Bye-bye.
How did she predict her own death? Was it the no that she heard?
Well, no, because when she went over to visit Sherry that one day, she got a smack in the back. She said, do you think that there's a ghost in the room or something? Because, you know, one day I was in here and I got this, like somebody hit me really hard in the back. Then she turns around and she got shot in the back.
Oh, so it wasn't like Sherry predicted her own death.
But she knew, like someone had kind of forewarned her a little bit.
And she did hear a weird no thing, like, no, you can't go out of nowhere. So yeah. She felt that in her back, and then she was shot in the back. Mm-hmm. So it was more of a forewarning than a prediction, maybe. That's interesting.
It is. Though I think that happens quite a bit. I'm not saying with death necessarily, though that could be one thing. But, I think I'll bet you a lot of people, if they start thinking about this right now, can think of a time in their life where they just had an overwhelming feeling like they shouldn't get on that train or that plane, or they shouldn't do this thing. And then later they find out that something, you know, happened. Or maybe nothing happened because you didn't get on that, right? That you actually shifted the paradigm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's deep.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah.
I don't know, that was interesting.
It was good.
So here's another story. It says, I don't believe that I'm a particularly paranormal sensitive person, but I've witnessed some events that I cannot explain. Basically, I think that our reality occasionally somehow intersects with the paranormal dimension, which results in us hearing or seeing things that should not exist. That kind of goes right to what you just said. That's weird.
I completely agree with that.
And you didn't even know that was coming up next. For my part, I have had four random and unconnected experiences that I do not have any explanation for. The earliest happened when I was 13. I had a makeshift desk in my room to study at, and one night I left homework on it when I went to bed. I awoke to hear a strange sound at around 3 a.m. It was pitch black, but I could hear pages turning on the desk. The noise was slow and deliberate, as if someone was methodically reading through the homework written into my copybook. Upon hearing it, I slowly looked over to the corner, trying not to make a sound, but could see nobody at my desk, even though the empty chair was silhouetted by the window. There's no reason my parents would have been checking my homework at 3 a.m. in the dark. I pulled the covers over my head and spent a restless night listening out for other sounds. The rustling continued for a few more minutes and then stopped. I didn't sleep for the rest of the night. The second happened to me 10 years later. I was living about 60 miles away from my place of work. Oh, that's a long ways to go.
Yeah.
So I had to leave my house at 6 a.m. to get in on time. This morning, the main road was closed for a repair, so I had to detour on a small country road for several miles. The road went past an old graveyard on a sharp bend. I remember it was a cold winter morning with a full moon and with frost and mist on the road, an almost stereotypical setting for paranormal activities. I drove slowly down the country road and around the sharp turning, passing the old graveyard. Like a good driver, I checked my rearview mirror regularly and did so instinctively passing the graveyard. I was stunned to see a tall, dark figure on the road behind me standing on the spot I had driven over just a second before. It was silhouetted in the moonlight, which shone behind it, and its feet were lost in the inch-high mist. I realize now, having listened to your show, that it was a shadow figure, but in the early morning darkness, it looked like a tall man. I jumped in my seat, looked forward, checked the mirror again, but it had vanished. I got such a shock that I didn't stop to check what it was, but felt no impact on the car as I drove, so I certainly did not hit anything or anyone. I do know that the graveyard dates back to the 17th century and has some more graves in it, so maybe that's connected. The final experience happened to me only a few weeks ago. My wife was away and I was home alone with my infant daughter. It was late at night and I was doing some work in the study while my daughter was sleeping in her cot, and I had the baby monitor on beside me on the desk. I glanced at the screen and at one point I was stunned to see a small orb of light shining, blinking on and off, on my daughter's chest. I ran into the room and could see nothing. There was no light on or around my daughter that was visible to the naked eye, but when I checked the monitor, which I had carried into the room with me, the orb was still there and remained for a few more minutes before disappearing. I simply cannot understand why it showed up on the monitor, but was not visible when I physically checked the cot. We never saw anything like it again, and our daughter has never shown any paranormal tendencies, so I have no explanation for it. Thanks for the show and reading my story.
Okay, there's some really good things to unpack here. First thing, I am not going to be able to look in my rearview mirror at night now.
Right. Oh, you've given me something to think about.
Oh, man, one more thing now. I'm going to be like, look up in my rearview. Oh, no.
Well, and if it was a country road and there was a bend in the road, you'd be going pretty slow. Mm-hmm. So you would have time to look in your mirror and see something. It's not like you're going 75 down the interstate.
Oh, that is heart just stopped. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And then it's gone.
Yeah. That just scared the crap out of me when he said that. I was like, oh, you have ruined rearview mirrors for me. I'm going to have a hard time now.
And the one about the daughter, we did an episode a couple episodes ago, and it was the wife had given birth to a baby, and they saw a pink orb. So, and I wonder if the orb represented maybe a loved one that was checking on the baby.
I wonder too.
Because it didn't feel threatening and it didn't feel creepy, but he could see it. You know, he's standing in the room, there's nothing there, but he's seeing it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it was more of one of those, like you said, pink orbs. I always wished that my grandmother had lived long enough to see my kids.
Oh, yeah. She loved them.
Because she died beforehand. And I wonder if it was more something along that line. If someone had died before the baby was born and, you know, came back to and was there to see him participate, you know, be part of it.
That's what that feels like to me, the orb and the baby monitor. Then the first one, that is creepy too because of the desk and the pages turning.
Yeah.
Which is a very distinct sound. Mm-hmm. You know, you could hear that. And when your mom and dad can't be checking your homework in the dark anyway.
Well, and who does that? Like, you know, I checked on my kids, but I'm not going through their homework at night. You know, bring your homework to me and we'll talk about it together, you know, kind of thing. You don't just sneak into somebody's room and look at their homework.
I don't know. But I like to think that maybe his daughter has somebody just watching over her.
I do too. I think this person is a sensitive, don't you?
I think they said that, didn't they?
I feel like he seems to be.
Because it said at the beginning, he said, I don't believe I'm particularly paranormal sensitive.
Oh, I believe you are.
Maybe you might want to rethink that.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe you are. And, you know, just because you don't have something happen every day doesn't mean that you aren't.
Well, if you don't have any abilities for that, you wouldn't be seeing the guy in the road by the graveyard. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be seeing an orb on the baby monitor. Pages wouldn't be turning in the book on your desk.
That's right.
So, obviously.
I think so.
Obviously. So, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, become a premium subscriber. You can do that through ApplePodcasts.com. If you go there, you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.